So here's the countdown. Here it comes. All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakepmich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome special show. Our subject is on tenacity, and we have some of our regular guests coming in. We have Wegedesk, and he's a high diving champion from the East Coast. We also have a recorded program of Anna Marcus. We did a previous interview with her, and we're going to be replaying that. Also, we have Shkwait Shachlach, my brother from Gwaishkana, and also Lady Faima coming up later. And we have some music from Fuzz Rider, Ty Seagal, Digital Underground, Black Pistol Fire, and also, hopefully, if we have enough time, Shepherd's Rain. So stay tuned and enjoy, and we're going to get the show on the road. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Just let me start restarting, and there it goes. We'll be right back. right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the world. From Australia, from Germany, from England, from Africa, China, Korea, wherever you are in this world, we thank you for joining us. And we have our brother Wegedesk with us today. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
I'm doing so good, Chief. Thanks for having me on. I love tuning in with Eagle Nation and talking about the awesome subjects and free voices, right?
Yes. Yeah, we before we get all started, let's do what we like to do here and get this started right with some deep breaths. And would you please join lead us through that?
Absolutely, bro. This is my favorite part of the whole process.
Yes, for sure.
In preparation for these deep breaths, let's relax our body, relax our belly, relax our jaw and our lips. Oh, let's get nice and relaxed in our body. And in 3 seconds, let's fill our lungs up as far as they can go. And think about all the good things in life coming in. And on the exhale, really just get rid of everything. Total cleanse, just let go. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Let's go. Full exhale. So good. Yeah. Let's go. 2 more. Oh, yeah. And on this last one, let's hold it at the top. Fill those lungs up big. And go in for another 4th breath. And let that go. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, boy, that was awesome. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Chief, I claim to be an expert breather, and that extra breath that I added on the last breath there at the top, that is absolute gold. I really encourage people, when you can, like, take that extra breath, oh, yeah, our bodies really, really love it. So thanks, yeah. Chief. Thanks for encouraging
no
that.
No problem. Thank you. It's always special. It's beautiful. It's a privilege. It's an honor when you get on our show and lead us through that. It's just magnificent. And we have a special guest with us today. She's one of the hosts here, a free... I'm not sure what the name of your show is.
Yeah. So I just did my set on open mic. My name is Elena, and I am a Nook and Mixed Settler student here at SFU.
Yes. And cool. With Wegedesk, his brother is also part Inuit.
And, no way.
Yeah. So when I told him, he was just so excited.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we, and from time to time, we do bring them on our show.
Okay.
And just a real privilege to have the rest of our family come from all over North America to come to our show and add to the positivity that grows that we want here. So, we have a subject today, and it's on tenacity. And I'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. And you picked a very interesting word, because this word, I actually didn't naturally know what it was. And so I went to look it up, and then I tried to decipher it myself with the looking at how it's spelt, with the word 10 at the beginning and then a city. And for me, as a national champion high diver, we would get judged on every dive that we did, and 10 was a perfect score. So tenacity for me really speaks to, like, imagine being in a city itself, and the whole city has just tens everywhere. Everything is perfect. So that's what I was inspired to talk about today when I heard about tenacity, and I don't actually really know what it is. Could you please tell me?
It's just the persistence of a purpose. That's what I saw. And when I was learning about tenacity, I believe because we used to study animals and their character traits, and the one that I believe was associated with Tenacity was the Wolverine. And I knew a special person named Wolverine that was very tenacious, and he was from the Sequepemc Nation, and he fought for cultural rights of going after one of our cultural ceremonies, which was the Sundance.
Wow.
And he was actually persecuted because of it, and he did jail time, and but he was very tenacious, and he just stuck to his guns, and he just wanted to really promote that our own culture, our own traditions, and our own heritage. And it kind of enforced in me my own, in my brain and belief system and values, was to go after our culture, traditions, and heritage, because it's so vital and important for us. And it's it goes into all human races and nations and tribes. We should all be connected, because that's what gives us that purpose in our lives. It gives us a compass, metaphorically, to go through the world in a very positive way and not get lost. Because when we were disconnected with our own culture, traditions, and heritage, that's the thing that can happen, is we can get lost. And we know what happens to lost people. We can just go right down East Hastings and find a lot of them there. And a lot of them are my own family members and people that I know and love and respect. And it's just something that I found in my life that I wanted to share with the rest of the world, and help to promote a nice, safe environment for all our generations, and even presently, as much as we can. And that's what we're trying to do here at Free Voices. And it's just a real blessing that we're able to come on here and do that.
Definitely, bro. You know what? I think I'm tenacious about health. I hope all our listeners out there are also very tenacious about health. Make sure you stand up for yourself. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you get enough rest. And, you know, God always gives us what we need. If you feel like you don't have what you need, take a deep breath. Hopefully you got a nice glass of water somewhere. And, you know, just trust, have faith. Everything's happening for the best of reasons.
Absolutely. Well, brother, we really appreciate and love that you made it on our program today, and just appreciate all your wisdom and the blessings that you bring to our program. It's always amazing. It's wonderful. And we hope you have a super awesome rest of your week and day, and lots of love to you.
Absolutely, Chief. And I do just want to say for the record that I recently, this is really good news, so I want to share it with our listeners who might be curious about this, is I had my first talks with the insurance company lawyer about this massive case that's looking to hopefully address some local, national, and maybe potentially international, if other countries want to get on board too, the protection of children, improved child protection. So she was very receptive, and it was a really good conversation. So I'm happy to hear that we've got a good tune going with this project, and lots of blessings to you and everybody at home.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we'll have to look into that. And could you share the link on that quick before we go?
That's right. So a lot of this stuff is available at Wegadesk at our Wegadesk.com, Wegadesk.com. And it's Wegapol on YouTube. And or just Google search me, and you'll see been in movies, been in doing all kinds of stuff, man. It's been a really awesome journey, and I'm wishing everybody all the deep breaths that they can remember to take.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Peace, bro.
Yeah,
thank
lots
you.
Of love to you. Bye for now.
Bye, bro.
All right. All right, peoples, that was Wegedesk, our brother from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast. And we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to be playing an interview, past interview of Anna Marcus. And before that, we're going to play a song from Ty Segall, and this is Hello, Hi, their song. So have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to play this interview of Anna Marcus and get on with the show. So have a listen and enjoy, everyone. So it's just going to take a little bit of time here, but it's going to be here.
So it's an unusual thing. I think this Belmar movie just was a quirky accident.
Sorry, this is...
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm the radio programmer at CJSF 90.1 FM, and... I spoke with Lady Fahima, and she wanted me to do a follow-up interview.
Yeah.
And I was able to get on your Instagram site, and I went to your Redbubble. Your Instagram site is Dirty Paws Designs.
Yes.
And the Redbubble site, I was able to go to there, and I was able to order one of your stickers. And I'm waiting for it to get here, and I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and I would like to find out how your education is going.
I'm on summer break right now. I'm actually starting again next week.
Okay.
So I've had a bit of a break, and then I'm starting second year in September at Langara.
Okay, and what program are you taking?
I'm in the fine arts program.
Okay. And that's for a Bachelor of Arts, I assume?
No, it's just a diploma program at Langara, and then hopefully I'll move on in a different school and get a degree in fine arts is maybe the plan.
Okay. So, I was just trying to find out how you're doing, how your family is, and how you're doing in your Instagram and your other social media platforms.
Yeah, everything's really good. I mean, the stuff that I do in art school is kind of the complete opposite of my personal practice with art. I kind of do completely the other spectrum of art in school than I do for my commissions and for my personal art practice.
I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I do. School's always been a little bit difficult for me because I don't really learn a conventional way, but I actually am really enjoying the art program, and I'm learning a lot of cool things that I never thought I would be able to learn.
Well, it sounds very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and were you able to get anything onto YouTube?
No, I haven't done that yet with my art. I did a project recently for my final last semester where I put paint on a canvas and then I Irish danced on top of it.
Oh.
So I might be posting that on my Instagram.
Wow, that sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was a little bit unconventional, but it was super fun to kind of merge my two passions together and see what comes out of it.
Yeah, that's so awesome, so inspiring. I can't wait to see it myself.
Thanks.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you for sharing with us and giving us an update on what's going on with you. I know there's a lot of listeners out there that really look forward to hearing about you and how you're doing. And yeah, I just want to share that with the rest of the people out here that are listening and waiting to hear any updates.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. It was nice to talk to you.
Yes. Well, I guess we better let you go for now, and good luck on your next education semester, and just thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, and bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're back. That was Anna Marcus, and she's one of our youngest hosts or guests that we brought on the program, and she was invited by Lady Fahima. And we're looking forward to getting another interview coming up soon, and I believe that she will even come into the station, and it'll be awesome. And since we have our other special guest here, I was wanting to ask you, you know, how did you feel about your program, and what inspired you to come up?
Yeah, so with my program, I found it hard to get involved in the university community. I didn't find any like clubs or anything like that that really spoke to me. So I've been involved with the Indigenous Student Center here, and then also the FNMISA, so the First Nation, Inuit, and Métis Student Association. And those were kind of my communities. But I found like posters for CJSF around campus, and I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I really enjoy music. I should go check it out. So I started like getting the training done and volunteering and stuff. And then eventually it led to my first broadcast, which is super exciting.
Which was today, right?
Yeah. Right before this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I really love music. I listen to a lot of music, and I just want to share that with other people.
Well, I was really enjoying your music when I was sitting
out
there. I heard it, and I was like, and I was talking to Kanavar, and he was saying, like, oh, yeah, she's got a show. And he mentioned that you're Inuit. And I was like, maybe that's the one that Lady Fahima was telling me about. And I got really excited. I said, can I go in there and talk? And they said, yeah, go for it.
Uh-huh.
So I decided, okay, I'm going to take my chance. I'm going to jump in there. And I'm going to hopefully get her on our program and introduce her and let everybody, our other listeners, know from all over. Maybe they'll all start listening to you too, and it'll be awesome and amazing.
Thank you.
Collaboration. So
for sure.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming in and joining us, and just sharing some of your story here. And it's always a blessing to have some people that have made it into just in society, and and being a positive role model and influence to the world and make a positive impact. And it seems that that's the way you're going to.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So we thank you anyways. And so we're going to carry on with the rest of our program here. And we have another guest. One of our guests here is my brother. His name is Shkwait Shakhlech. And he's a big influence in my life. He's an inspiration. He made it through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and up in the Fraser, Thompson, and Nicola Valley. We've had, in the last couple of years, we had some big forest fires and flooding. And so he survived all that. Wow. And just a big super inspiration for myself and many other people. Mm-hmm. So we have him, and he's got a song picked out for us today. And it's from Digital Underground, and same song, and it's featuring Tupac.
Nice.
So let's have a listen to that, and we'll carry on with the show, and we'll get a hold of Shkwait. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Enjoy this next song, and we'll get to Shkwait Shakhlech.
As I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping, girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Rover, move over, I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy, time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky wicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a licky. So I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, he saw me on cable and grin. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm the Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
And all around the world,